This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A violent and terrifying incident on the island of Nantucket, Massachusetts, has left four local residents facing severe criminal charges after a victim was brutally beaten and discovered bound with an extension cord. According to the Nantucket Police Department, officers responded around 4:30 p.m. local time on Thursday following reports of an attack occurring at a residence on Essex Road. Upon arrival, Massachusetts State Police troopers located a 28-year-old man tied up with an extension cord. The victim was bleeding heavily from his nose and mouth, suffering from facial scrapes and severe trauma. Paramedics from the Nantucket Fire Department treated him at the scene before transferring him to the Nantucket Cottage Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police arrested four local men, 31-year-old Cal Ray Brown, 30-year-old Dijon Hazel, 21-year-old Alvin Barnett, and 34-year-old Newton Lawrence. Investigators believe the four men initially confronted the victim in the parking lot of the Winter Park Playground at 43 Essex Road, where they punched, kicked, and beat him with a wooden stake. The suspects then forcibly kidnapped the man, dragging him to a home at 24 Essex Road, the shared residence of Barnett and Lawrence. While held inside, the victim told police he believed one of the men struck him with a hammer. Brown, Hazel, Barnett, and Lawrence are each charged with one count of kidnapping, one count of assault, 16 counts of assault and battery, and four counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. All four suspects were released on bail and appeared for arraignment on Monday. Nantucket police have not publicly disclosed whether the victim had a prior relationship with any of his alleged attackers, and a potential motive is not known at this stage of the investigation. More crime and justice news after this. A U.S. Army soldier and his girlfriend face federal charges in Georgia after prosecutors say they starved their young son to death inside military housing and severely neglected three dogs. A federal grand jury returned eight criminal counts against 23-year-old Ladarian McCray of Valdosta, Georgia, and 22-year-old Emma Bradshaw of Carson City, Nevada, on June 14th, according to press releases from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Georgia and court documents. The indictment alleges that between January 14th and January 28th, while residing in military housing at Fort Benning, Georgia, McCray and Bradshaw willfully deprived their son, identified in court records as L.M., of necessary sustenance, resulting in his death. Prosecutors allege the couple lied to special agents of the Department of Army Criminal Investigation Division, claiming their child showed no signs of illness before his death. The indictment also accuses McCray and Bradshaw of neglecting three family dogs, a female dachshund, a male hound, and a female Doberman. Prosecutors say the couple failed to provide adequate food, water, sanitary conditions, and ventilation. The dachshund died from neglect, and investigators found its body discarded in an outdoor trash bin, while the two surviving dogs were severely malnourished. McCray was an active duty soldier who had recently been transferred to Fort Benning at the time of the alleged crimes, and per prosecutors, he is currently subject to discharge proceedings from the United States Army. Charges against the couple include felony murder, cruelty to children, making false statements, and animal cruelty. If convicted, McCray and Bradshaw face up to life in prison. Both pleaded not guilty and were released on $10,000 unsecured bonds. A Michigan man was arrested and charged with the decades-old murder of a former co-worker in Alaska after repeatedly tipping authorities off to the alleged crime. Christopher Pops, a 54-year-old Michigan resident, was arrested in July on a murder indictment over a year after the Alaska State Troopers received an anonymous tip confessing to a 1993 murder in Fairbanks, according to a press release posted Friday by the state police agency. After the tip arrived on January 22, 2025, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation's Cold Case Investigation Unit began reviewing the case. Authorities had to wait several months until spring to search the area described because it was dark and covered in snow. In May 2025, investigators traveled off Steese Highway and located human remains inside a barrel down a steep embankment. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Austin McDaniel stated they were able to locate a barrel with human remains in it, got that down to the state medical examiner's office, who determined that it was a homicide. The Alaska State Medical Examiner's Office identified the remains as 34-year-old Patrick Orville Durth, who was reported missing to Fairbanks police in November 1993. Investigators identified the anonymous tipster as Pops, who had previously submitted multiple anonymous tips to different Alaska law enforcement agencies claiming responsibility for Durth's murder. As for why Pops had been attempting to tip authorities off to his alleged crime, the spokesperson told reporters that he did not have additional information to share. Spokesperson McDaniel said Pops and Durth were former co-workers in Fairbanks, explaining, "Based on our investigation, we determined there was an altercation at an auto shop, which led Pops to shoot Durth." A Fairbanks grand jury indicted Pops on 2 counts of second-degree murder on June 25th. On July 16th, Michigan State Police arrested Pops near Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he remains in county jail pending extradition to Alaska. Durth's next of kin have been notified. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.